Hello, my name is Mark Kobayashi Hillary. Police and shared services are not really words you often see together in the same sentence, but Cleveland police authorities just announced a £175 million shared services contract with Steria, beating off rivals such as Capgemini and Reliance. This deal covers the police control room, community justice, and other back office functions, and aims to deliver £50 million in cash savings over the lifetime of this 10-year contract. Well, there's been some shared service activity in various police authorities before. We've certainly seen some authorities exploring different areas of outsourcing and shared services, but it's mainly been confined to stuff such as shared procurement with local councils or human resources, for example. I think this deal is really interesting now because it's the control room itself that's being taken over by a private contractor. And though, of course, there's some purists that argue that uniformed officers should really be the ones controlling a police control room, there's many people now who do argue that the police should be focused on making a difference in the community. You know, these office-based tasks are really better served by a specialist contractor. And, for example, the kind of stuff that Steria is taking over from Cleveland Police is call handling, preparing criminal case files, shared business services such as finance, human resources, payroll, fleet management. You know, so these kind of back office tasks, these are really the non-core activities that allow the police to get back on the beat and to become visible in the community again. So Steria is going to move into the control room. There's no move to outsource this to a remote location or anything like that. And they seem very bullish. The police force themselves are very pleased to be actually getting a specialist contractor in. And of course, Steria are very pleased with the deal as well. Clearly, this confirms their status as a leading public sector outsourcer in the UK, as they've been spending over 5 years now delivering services to the NHS, such as the finance and accounting deal they've got, where they set up a joint venture with the NHS and the Department of Health. But why is it really important? I think this really shows that the police service in the UK is ready to modernise and to improve policing services, and at the same time getting money back for taxpayers. The public doesn't really want to see uniformed officers shuffling paper around. The public always complains about the fact there's not enough police out there visible in the community. So this is exactly the kind of outsourcing that not only helps the client, in this case the police force, but also should be popular with the public as well. And I think that this is really important now because of the recent general election. As the Condem coalition seeks to make further cuts in the public sector, this is the kind of deal they're going to be looking for. This is where the politicians are going to find inspiration. Many British police forces are ripe for modernisation. And if a deal like this can be hammered out in Cleveland with a demonstrable saving of £50 million and an improvement in public service, then it's really not going to be long before other police forces are looking at this as a sign of best practice.